In the wee Wednesday morning hours, a bipartisan group of senators released their proposed immigration reform bill, a whopping 844 pages. Even so, it didn't take long for groups with a stake in the bill to respond. Frontera's reporter Adrian Florido has a sampling.
The bill is so massive because it tackles border security, immigrant legalization, visas for foreign workers, and workplace verification. At an afternoon press conference in San Diego, immigrant rights activists were looking a little tired from trying to digest it all.
You know, we spent the whole night looking at this thing, so I'm still caffeined out.
Cristian Ramirez directs the Southern Border Communities Coalition. He lauded the bill for addressing the use of force and racial profiling by border agents.
So we are pleased with those components. That has to be balanced with the fact that there are still lawmakers in this country that believe that our region needs to be further militarized.
Union leader and state assembly candidate Lorena Gonzalez said the path to citizenship will make it easier for immigrants to unionize.
We want to raise the bar for each and every worker, and we think this bill is going to help us do that.
Business groups responded too. Jeff Burr is vice president for Associated Builders and Contractors. He praised a new visa program for foreign construction workers, but said
it simply is just too small at the current time.
Across the country, most interest groups that responded say the bill includes things they both like and dislike. The senators who drafted the bill say that means it is a true compromise. In San Diego, I'm Adrian Florido.